Chemicals are part of our everyday lives. It's not easy to get away from them. But researchers at the Silent Spring Institute published a new study in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives that identifies over 900 chemicals in everyday products that increase the risk of breast cancer. Journalist Christina Marusik wrote about the study recently for Environmental Health News, and I got a chance to talk with her about it. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Before we get into the study, you write about some alarming numbers about the incidence of breast cancer among younger women. What's happening?
Breast cancer rates among younger women have increased pretty substantially in recent years. Between 2010 and 2019, diagnoses of breast cancer among people 30 to 39 years old increased by more than 19%. And among people ages 20 to 29, rates of breast cancer increased by more than 5%. And this change is too fast to be related to genetic changes. Those tend to happen over centuries and not decades. So all of this is prompting researchers to take a closer look at what might be causing these increased rates of breast cancer in young women.
The study identified 921 chemicals that increase the risk of breast cancer. What are some of the chemicals researchers looked at, and what kinds of products are they in?
So they looked at several big databases of chemicals, some that have been put together by the EPA, some that are put together by regulatory agencies in other countries. So they looked at many thousands of chemicals. And from those thousands of chemicals, they identified 921 chemicals that they think are linked to increased breast cancer risk, including things like parabens and phthalates. And those are kinds of groups of chemicals that are pretty commonly found in things like makeup and skincare products and hair care products. More and more now, you might see like lotion or shampoo that says paraben or phthalate free. But anything that doesn't say that on the label, you might find those ingredients there. And they also looked at a long list of pesticides and ingredients that are found in pesticides. And a lot of the chemicals on that list they came up with of chemicals that they believe do increase breast cancer risk were pesticide ingredients that are used on food or pretty common in household pest control products in the United States. And those included things like atrazine, malathione, and triclopyr.
I think I read in your reporting that there were other kinds of products that maybe you wouldn't think had chemicals in them, like food wrappers that you would assume would be food safe.
Yeah, one of the concerning classes of chemicals is PFAS, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. Those are also referred to as forever chemicals, and those are pretty common in things like food packaging. And other research has indicated that they're making their way from food packaging into our bodies, which is, of course, a concern. Some of the chemicals on the list in this study also included things that show up in like medication. One example is malathione, which is one of those pesticides I mentioned. We tend to think of pesticides in the context of like big agricultural operations, but that is a pesticide that's found in lice treatments for kids and shows evidence of causing mammary tumors in animal studies. And so the researcher I spoke with said kids are particularly vulnerable to these types of exposures because their bodies are still developing, and exposure to chemicals that disrupt our hormones during critical phases of development might increase our likelihood of developing diseases like breast cancer once we reach adulthood. So that was one that she flagged as kind of particularly concerning because it's a product that's generally only used for children, and it has a pesticide that in animal studies has been shown to cause mammary tumors.
You write that women of color face greater risk. Why?
Research has shown that products that are marketed to women of color tend to have a higher number of toxic chemicals in them and also tend to have greater toxicity. For example, there was a study done recently that found that women who use chemical hair straighteners, which are often marketed to women of color, had a substantially higher risk of developing breast cancer than women who don't use those products. And researchers believe that's because those hair care products include some of these chemicals that we're finding may be linked to increased breast cancer risk.
Researchers at the Silent Spring Institute used a new method for identifying these chemicals that could increase breast cancer risk. Can you say a little bit about their methodology?
Historically, regulators have generally used animal studies to figure out whether chemicals might cause cancer in humans. But those studies are really slow and they're really expensive. So it makes it difficult. It means there are a lot of chemicals on the market that haven't been tested to see if they might increase cancer risk and specifically breast cancer risk. So the new method that the researchers at Silent Spring developed instead looks at traits that are known to cause cancer to develop. So in 2016, the International Agency for Research on Cancer published a study that outlined 10 ways that carcinogens cause cancer to develop, specific changes they cause to take place in cells or in the body. And since then, scientists and regulators have started working to identify chemicals that have those characteristics as a much quicker, less expensive way to figure out whether chemicals might be raising our risk of cancer.
So how did that impact the research here?
There's a lot of evidence that certain types of hormonal activity can increase breast cancer risk. It's one of the reasons one of the primary treatments for breast cancer is blocking hormones. And so the researchers at Silent Spring Institute looked specifically for chemicals that can increase levels of estrogen and progesterone or activate estrogen receptors in breast cells. And then they also looked for chemicals that had caused mammary tumors to develop in animal studies that had already been conducted to create their list.
How did the researchers hope this study might be used?
The researcher I spoke to believes that we need to more carefully regulate these chemicals. A lot of the chemicals that are on the list they developed are already more stringently regulated in other parts of the world, like Canada and the European Union. But in the meantime, they're trying to get this research into the hands of regulators and encourage the EPA and other regulatory agencies to start adapting this method since it's so much quicker and less expensive than conducting these long, slow animal studies so we can start reducing people's breast cancer risk right away.
I'm guessing that a lot of people are unaware that they're using products that contain these chemicals. What can people do to avoid these 921 chemicals, or at least find out if they're in the things that they buy?
So ideally, we'd do a better job of regulating these chemicals so we can all just buy stuff and not have to worry about this. You know, it's a good idea if this is something that matters to you to let your regulators and your legislators know that this is important to you. We all know that kind of stuff can take a long time. So in the meantime, there are some really good resources that can help us avoid chemicals that might raise our cancer risk, including the Silent Spring Institute's Detox Me app. The Anti-Cancer Lifestyle Program has lots of free resources about this online. The Environmental Working Group has an app called the Healthy Living app that can help you look at chemicals in the products you use. There's also a MadeSafe database that verifies products as non-toxic. And there's a Chrome extension called Clearia that you can use for online shopping.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Christina Marusik covers environmental health and justice issues in Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania for Environmental Health News. She's also the author of A New War on Cancer, The Unlikely Heroes Revolutionizing Prevention. You can find some of those resources she mentioned and a link to the study at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.